Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is Dukes and Bell and Calvin Ridley jumping on the show, Mike Bell. And what a season he had for our Atlanta Falcons this year. 10 touchdowns as Ridley, as we like to say, balled out. You know, when you first came to town, you told us that you kind of had a chip on your shoulder and you wanted to prove to everybody that you should have been the first wide receiver taken in last year's draft. Do you feel like you proved that?
I feel like I played all right for the Falcons. I could have had a better season, but, you know, it really wasn't about proving to be the better one. It's just, trying to play to help the team win, really.
Well, you did that, man, and leading the whole team in touchdowns as Calvin Ridley here joins us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I mean, they talk about, like, rookie wall. Was that a thing? Did you feel it any kind of, like, letdown at some point, or was it all good?
Oh, yeah, I definitely hit a rookie wall. I mean, I really just got tired mentally and body. My body kind of got tired, so I got to find ways, I got to train my body. I got to, take this off season and, get my body right in so it can last for the long. This is a longer season in college.
Guys, we're going
to get my body and mind right.
No doubt. And I think that adjustment happens for a lot of different players as they get into the NFL. We're going to talk to Calvin about what he's doing with the Super Bowl and Pepsi and Kroger in just a second. Calvin, obviously the changes that have happened with our football team and the coaching staff, how do you feel about it? What was your relationship with Sark? Obviously, you made a lot of plays for us, but how does this affect you maybe moving forward?
Yeah, I had a good relationship with Sark. I mean, I can't do nothing about it. At the end of the day, it's a business. And, the coaches, the Falcons are going to do whatever they think is best for the team. And I'm excited for a new start again. I mean, I guess it's going to be new plays. I don't know yet. I haven't heard anything. But, I'm excited. I love football, and I'm ready to get back to work and so we can get our winning season, and make it to the playoffs and do what we have to do. So I'm excited.
Calvin Ridley with us here on Dukes and Bell, man. 12.8 yards per reception. And if you thought you had fun this year with Sark, you're going to love Dirk Cutter. He's all about the vertical passing game, man. So you should have even more fun, maybe even more touchdowns, my man.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, man. So, man, I'm pumped. Either way it goes, I'm pumped.
Talk a little bit about what's going on with you and Kroger and obviously Pepsi doing this new reveal that's going to happen. Actually, today, I think it gets revealed. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, I got a chance to work with Pepsi. I mean, they've been an NFL sponsor for a long time, and it was really, really cool. It was with Kroger and Pepsi. We were surprising fans, lucky fans, with their groceries as they came to pick them up, and it turned out to be great, man. They were the fans were really, really surprised that the athletes was bringing their groceries to them, and we had a whole band with us, and so it was really, really, really dope. And the reaction of the fans, man, it was hilarious. They all danced. They were so surprised, and it just turned out to be a really, really great day. I had a great time. I had my own little room that I sat in, and it was like real deal. So I really had a good time out there.
You get to see the video, guys. It'll be out coming up today and this weekend as he was bringing Tostitos and Pepsi products and making a whole lot of people happy. All right, Calvin Ridley, I know you can't be happy about what happened in the national championship game. We got to talk about it. You surprised about what happened with Clemson and Bama?
Yeah, I was very, very surprised. I couldn't believe it. I mean, as I was watching, I was like, man, I can't believe it. It looked like we giving up. I mean, it looked like we weren't trying at all. I didn't understand.
Well, you just said, Clemson. Weird. Clemson. Now you knew what it's like to beat Clemson, but boy, maybe just Clemson—they had their stuff together, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they had a great game plan. They had great players on their side, and honestly, they just played a great game. And we can't win them all. We work hard to win them all, but next year, we have another chance, another opportunity to, you know, to go ahead and, you know, get another national championship for Alabama. But it was crazy.
It was. Calvin Ridley, guys, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. So now that the season is over, how much attention are you paying to these playoffs? This weekend, Mike and I have been talking about, you know, all the games that are going on. Colts are hot. Chiefs are in it. Obviously, you know, some of these teams you had a chance to play against and see. Or do you not watch any of this?
Yeah, I'm definitely watching it. I actually went to the Eagles and Chicago's game, and that one was wow. That one was wild. But, yeah, I'm going to watch the Colts definitely. I think they got a pretty good team. They got something going. And I definitely think the Cowboys are doing really good, too. I think they got something going. So I'm going to be watching all of the teams, yeah.
Now, in this offseason, you got your brother Riley Ridley leaving Georgia, heading to the NFL. I mean, did you give him any advice? It was all his decision, and what do you think about him going to the next level?
I gave him a little bit of advice, and I think he's making a great decision. I think he's definitely ready, and I think he's going to definitely prove a lot of people wrong and run fast, and, you know, he's going to do all the right things. But I'm very, very proud of him. I think he's, you know, he's at that point where, you know, it's time. So, and I'm, like I said, I'm very proud of him.
Remember, guys, Calvin Ridley, it's going to be released today. It's Click and Pickup, and Kroger's the perfect one-stop shop for fans to get ready for game day hosting and tailgating. And you just heard Calvin talk about the fact that once you see the videos and the commercials that are out there of him delivering groceries, but it's easy. It's Click and Pickup at Kroger along with Pepsi. Hey, Calvin, as we talk about the Falcons, did you see a change in Dan Quinn as the season went along this year and the losing, you know, it persisted when we went on that five-game losing streak? Or was he the same guy throughout?
No, he definitely was the same guy throughout. He always believed that we were one of the better teams in the NFL. He never, even though we were losing, he just really couldn't. I feel like he just really couldn't figure out, like, why. You know, we got all this talent. You know, we practice good, we practice hard. Why can't we finish the games out? So he always believed in us that, you know, always told us that we are the number one, you know, we're a good team. You know, we go out there and fight with, you know, one of the baddest teams. So he never doubted us. So I can say he never changed.
Calvin Ridley with us here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. And that's the thing, man. If everybody stays healthy on the defense, we beef up the offensive line. You see the kind of offense and the kind of points we can score.
Oh, man, we really have it. We honestly have it. I can see it. I see it every day that I was there. And I kind of got frustrated myself with the losing and couldn't understand why we couldn't finish the games either. But, man, I'm ready to be, you know, I want to be a part of a championship, a Super Bowl, you know, playoffs. And that's where I want to be. You know, that's where I think we're going to be next year. So I'm going to work hard to, you know, put myself in a position and help the team any way I can.
Well, Calvin, we're excited about your future. Obviously, we're glad to have you, man. And thanks for being kind and certainly giving Mike and I time whenever we get a chance to see you up there at Flyer Branch during the season. I know it was sometimes frustrating, but we appreciate that, man. And we'll talk to you soon. Thank you again.
Thank y'all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.